Sharing the Victory, the weekly radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports. Your host for the next 30 minutes is University of Nebraska assistant football coach, Ron Brown. Today, Ron visits with basketball legend David Robinson.
So when I walked into the locker room after I got saved, I saw the locker room as a place of ministry. It was, you know, every one of these guys in this locker room was my responsibility to encourage and to be a brother to and to be a friend to.
And soccer star Chris Klein.
If the focus is solely on your sport and those victories and those defeats, it's going to be a bumpy road. But the only constant in my life has been and will always be Jesus Christ.
And it's not too late to get involved in an FCA camp near you. Stay tuned for details. Now it's time to introduce the host of Sharing the Victory, speaker, columnist, and college football coach, Ron Brown.
In our Where Are They Now segment on Sharing the Victory, we have a hero for many of you, and his name is David Robinson. You remember the former great NBA basketball player at San Antonio Spurs, one of the top 50 NBA players in history. David Robinson, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Well, thank you, Ron. It's great to be here.
Well, David, you have a storied history. We're very familiar with you, the Naval Academy, your NBA career. But I wanted to get right to the heart of the matter. I mean, as you look at yourself and what has happened through your sports career and also your academic career, you were a brilliant student. When did it all make sense for you to realize that this was a package that God had designed? And when did you get a grasp of that, get your head around that?
I think it hit me a little bit at a time. You know, I think when I was in school, I realized that something was missing. I realized that even with all the great success, you know, having a great school like the Naval Academy and then being drafted in the NBA, all that stuff was fantastic. But I realized that still it wasn't satisfying me like I figured it should. Mm-hmm. And then I got to the NBA and had 2 years in the NBA, and it was a similar feeling that I felt like I was running around trying to please everybody all the time. Mm. And I think it hit me June of 1991 when a minister came down from Austin. He was with a group called Champions for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a lot of college campus ministry and a lot of athlete ministry. And so he came to me and he said, you know, me and a bunch of our people have been praying for you and would love to sit and chat with you. So when I sat with him, I had a couple questions to ask him. And he started off with his own questions. He said, hey, let me ask you a question. He said, do you love God? And I said, well, yeah, I think I do. Hmm. He said, well, how much time do you spend praying? I said, well, I pray, I guess, about as much as anybody else. You know, I pray before I eat and before I go to bed. And he said, well, how much time do you spend reading your word, you know, getting to know who God is?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, I read it when I can. I mean, I don't really understand it that well. And I have a Bible around here, but I don't really understand it that well. Hmm. He said, well, in the Old Testament, God asked the nation of Israel to honor him one day a week, the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when was the last time you took one day and praised God and thank him for what you have? I said, like, you mean a whole day? I don't know what I'd even do for a whole day. I couldn't praise God for a whole day. I've been to church before, but that's not the same as, like, giving him a day.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, when you love someone, don't you want to spend all your time around them and really bless them? And that was really what broke my heart right there. I just fell on my knees and started crying because, you know, I really understood, you know, when I loved somebody, you know, I had been dating my girlfriend at the time who was, you know, who now is my wife. But but at the time, I just remembered, you know, how much I loved her and I wanted to be around her all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, that is not at all the way I've been with God.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just realized, you know, I may say that I love God or whatever, but it's not true because I don't act like it. And so I just fell on my knees and I said, God, you've given me so much, and I have been such a brat. I never thanked you. I've never honored you. I've never blessed you. Not regardless, one day a week, I've never really done it. So I said, you know, from here on out, I said, everything I have is yours, Lord. I said, wherever you want me to go, I'll go. Whatever you want me to say, I'll say. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. And from that day on, you know, I just started reading my Bible like hours and hours every day, just trying to understand who God was and spending time on my knees praying and talking to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, he opened my eyes like I would have never believed. And all of a sudden, the Bible became this cool love story from God. You know, I was like, man, I didn't know all this stuff was here. This is really good. And, you know, once I found out about it, I wanted everybody else to know about it. So, man, I started talking to my family and, you know, eventually everybody in my family got saved. It took my dad 10 years, but
wow,
we got there. And now he's an elder in the church and doing really well. And,
huh.
And my brother got saved 3 years after me, and now he's a pastor, celebrated his 12th year of pastoral anniversary.
Man.
And so just watching how God has changed the lives of the people around me has just blown my mind.
We're talking to David Robinson, the former great NBA basketball player. David, you said so much, and I thought the three words that really hit me, he said, after you came to Christ in 1991, it was like, go, say, and do. And God sent you, and he had something for you to say to the people, and he wanted you to become a doer of the word. How did that affect how you played basketball? Did it change the way you played the game?
Yeah, there's no question it changed the way. You know, I first when I was playing, I played pretty much, you know, for myself. You know, when the motivation is yourself, you know, you just look at it differently. I mean, once I got saved, it was a mission. It was a calling. I realized, hey, this is not about me. You know, he's put me in this position for a reason. So when I walked into the locker room after I got saved, I saw the locker room as a place of ministry. It was, you know, every one of these guys in this locker room was my responsibility to encourage and to be a brother to and to be a friend to. I had my daily Bible studies, and the guys were always invited. And, you know, sometimes we'd have three guys come. Sometimes we'd have seven guys come. But once they came, they realized there's nothing threatening here. This is about living your life in a way that's pleasing to God. And it's about utilizing all the gifts that you've been given. And I think once the guys began to understand that, they received it so well. I mean, our team started praying. We prayed before every game. And, you know, being the team captain, I felt like King David in that situation. I was like, look, as long as I'm king, we're going to worship the Lord.
Amen.
You know, so, you know, before the game, I said, look, I don't care what your religion is. This isn't about, you know, religion. This is just about saying, before the game, we're going to come together. We're going to pray. I used it as kind of a teaching time. We would teach about some scripture or something, but also just trying to get them to see the bigger picture of the season. You know, one year I remember it was Psalm 81 and 10. Open wide thy mouth, and I will fill it, saith the Lord. And so I told them, I said, everybody talks about how hungry we are. You know, you're hungry to win a championship. And the Lord says, open wide thy mouth, and I will fill it. And I said, you know, we just have to learn to trust him as we run this run, and we just open our mouths wide, man. We train hard, we practice hard, we get ourselves prepared, and we just open our mouths wide and just let God fill us up. I used a lot of scriptures just to get them to understand different concepts of being a team and understanding where we needed to go. And the Lord used that and blessed that and brought us together through those prayers. And by the end, all the guys looked forward to the prayers every time. You know, it was a real blessing.
That was former great NBA superstar David Robinson with us. I tell you, the guy is deep. Love him. Part two of my interview with David will be next week. When we return, Bill Bumpus is going to talk to Jeff Martin of FCA about the FCA Camp Ministry. That's next on FCA's national radio program, Sharing the Victory.
At the start of the game, everyone wants to win.
Okay, let's get them on three. One, two, three, team!
In the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, everyone's a winner. Whether you're an athlete, coach, donor, or volunteer, you can help put the heart and soul in sports by impacting the world for Jesus Christ. Join FCA and stand in the winner's circle.
And that's the end of the game.
No matter what the scoreboard says. Learn more at FCA.org.
Serving. Integrity.
Teamwork.
Excellence.
These are the core values of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Get an in-depth look at each value from select contributors such as Tony Dungy, John Wooden, Laura Wilkinson, John Kitna, Betsy King, and Les Steckel. The four-book set is available now at FCA.org. This book series will be an excellent resource for high school, college, and professional athletes and fans at all levels. The Core Values book series available at FCA.org. That's FCA.org.
Welcome back to Sharing the Victory. My name's Bill Bumpus, and it's time for FCA Across America. And you could sum up FCA by four words: coaches, camps, campus, and community. And check outside, summer is just around the corner. So today we're talking about camps, and we've got Jeff Martin, FCA's Vice President for Camps and Campus, with us. Jeff, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
It's great to be here, Bill.
Well, let's talk about camps, FCA camps. Give us a brief overview for folks that don't know about the FCA camp ministry.
Well, we like to call it a week of inspiration and perspiration. And we offer a unique camping experience for students across the country and even now internationally. to where if you have a love for sports and athletics, and you want to be in a great environment to be influenced in your walk with Christ or be around great influencers, FCA camp, there's nothing like that. Over the past 7 years, our growth has been phenomenal. And we offer different types of camps. We offer a power camp, which is basically for 8 to 12-year-olds. It's a day camp. They come in during the day, and they get to be around some great high school athletes and coaches and get to experience their sport in a fun way and to learn more about their sport and learn more about God in the process. And it's an incredible type of camp that has exploded across the country. And then we have leadership camp, where we bring in our student athlete leaders and train them up on how to do ministry back on their campus and how to lead by example in their walk with Christ. We've got sports camps where they break it down in X's and O's with some of the best coaches and college athletes, pro athletes in the country. So these student athletes can go and these campers can be a part of that experience to grow better in their sport and grow better in their walk with Christ. We have coaches camp, a unique environment where coaches and their wives can come together and be encouraged in their walk and in their profession. We have partnership camps where we partner with other camping ministries, with other sports that are going on, coaches and camps, and we come in and join together with them to provide a unique camping experience. We also have team camps. Coaches take their teams, and that's a unique environment where they can grow as a team. It's just a powerful model that's out there. And then, of course, we have our international camps that continue to expand. We had more last year than we've ever had before. So it is an exciting time with exciting models out there of camping, and it continues to expand.
Well, visiting with Jeff Martin of FCA, great overview there, Jeff, but we know not only at FCA, but just all over, there's tons of camps. So why FCA camps? Why should someone choose an FCA camp?
That's a great question. I've been asked that over the years. You're correct. There are a lot of camps out there. One of the ways I explain it to parents is that when I was growing up, I would go to a week of a sports camp. So I would go to a university, and I would go to their camp, and I would just do that sport the whole week. And it would be great, and I'd grow better in that sport, and I'd come home. And then later on, I'd go to a church camp. And so that was the spiritual part of my summer that my parents would pay for and send me to that. And I'd go to that and have a great experience and grow in my faith. I never put the two together. And so what I tell parents is, you take the best of sports camp, and you take the best of a church camp, and you put those together. And there you have an FCA camp. And you wrap all of that in with incredible coaches that love the Lord, incredible college athletes that live out their faith, and they're great influencers. And you put all that together, and you wrap it into a week, and there you have a week of inspiration and perspiration that'll change your life.
And the great thing, there is probably a camp near you. There's hundreds of camps out there as far as FCA camps are concerned. And we got one place to go, don't we, to check it all out?
You bet. You can go to www.fcacamps.org. You can go and you can find out where the camps are across the country, the closest one to you, and how to get enrolled, and it's all in one easy place.
Okay, that's fcacamps.org. Check it out there. We've been visiting with Jeff Martin, FCA's Vice President for Camps and Campus. Appreciate it, Jeff.
Thanks, Bill.
And coming up next on Sharing the Victory, Ron Brown is going to visit with the soccer star Chris Klein from the LA Galaxy. So keep it right here on Sharing the Victory.
Not only is SharingTheVictoryRadio.com the place to listen to past programs and subscribe to receive the free podcast, SharingTheVictoryRadio.com is also the place that links you to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes to learn more about how God is using the largest sports ministry in the world. Also, you'll get access to the online version of Sharing the Victory magazine. Check us out today at SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. That's SharingTheVictoryRadio.com.
When it comes to my sport and my faith, I can be real. I can be transformed. I can live inside out. You can too. Find out how FCA Camps can help you reach your full potential.
FCA Camps, a time of inspiration and perspiration for athletes and coaches. To learn more, call 866-269-2267. Again, 866-269-2267, or go to fcacamps.org. That's fcacamps.org. A reminder that you can listen to past interviews and programs by logging on to SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. Now back to Ron Brown.
Outstanding American-born soccer player in the professional leagues here in the United States of America. Chris Klein is my guest today of the Los Angeles Galaxy. Chris, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Chris, you know, how long have you been playing soccer?
This is my 12th season in, professionally.
Uh-huh. Chris, what position do you play, and what's that like in terms of your endurance?
I play outside midfield, and it's probably one of those positions on the field where you run the most. You have to get into the attack and also get back and defend when you lose the ball. You know, they say on average a professional soccer player over the course of a game runs 6 to 10 miles.
Wow.
And that's over the course of 90 minutes. So we do spend a lot of time on our fitness and getting it to the level where we can do that, where you can stay active for 90 minutes straight because, you know, we don't have timeouts. We have a halftime, but that's about it.
Hmm. You know, Chris, I've been told, and I've heard people say this, use this term, that the Christian life is kind of like an endurance run. You know, the ups and downs, the getting exhausted, all of those kinds of things. Talk to us a little bit about your faith in Jesus Christ. When did you come to know the Lord, and how has he impacted you in the world of soccer?
Well, I think that when I first became to know the Lord toward the end of my college career, my senior year in college, when I met who is now my wife, Angela, who asked me questions that really led me to the Lord. And as I became a professional, the two, I mean, they kind of collided together. And now I can't imagine my career, much less my life, without my relationship with the Lord. You know, you allude to running a race, kind of like my Christian walk, at least, and the ups and downs and the valleys. And sports are much like that, in that I don't think anyone in professional sports, at least, has a success all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We win, we lose. Every day in training, there's times when you win and when you lose. And if the focus is solely on your sport and those victories and those defeats, it's going to be a bumpy road. But the only constant in my life has been and will always be Jesus Christ. And so I try to focus on that, and it allows me, at least in what I do, to keep that even mentality and knowing that it's more than just about how I perform on the field, although that is one way that I can glorify God.
We're talking to Chris Klein of the Los Angeles Galaxy. Chris, you know, what you just said really hit me because you have experienced some up and downs. I know in 2004 you were down with a torn ACL, anterior cruciate ligament. I've been through that before, and yet you came back in 2005, was named the Soccer League's Comeback Player of the Year. And that happened twice. You had another award like that in 2002, which says something about you. You have a resiliency about you. And during those difficult times, let's say coming off that torn ACL, what does that do to your face? Does it jar it pretty good?
The first time that I tore my knee, it was the most peaceful I've ever been about my career. And that was before I knew anything about the injury, anything about the rehab. But it was a time when you can't do anything else except rely on God. And that was a comforting feeling to me because I had no position of strength to rely on myself at that point. Put my career in God's hands and went from there. So I was extremely peaceful. And God walked side by side with me as I went through the surgery and the rehab. And then to go through it all again, like you said, 3 years later, was a trying time. But again, that's when I, you know, and when times are toughest, you lean on God, you can really feel him carry you through. And I felt that. And those two injuries, almost more than anything else I've done on the field, have given me more opportunities to speak to different athletes, different people, because I have gone through tough times. It hasn't always been roses, as they say, in my career. And so I'm able to speak from a point of influence about my faith and my walk.
Mm. Well, there seems to be a real crisis of belief or testing of your faith, not only when you're sitting out, Chris, from injury, but when you first come back. I think there's a gravitational pull to doubt and to wonder, is this knee ready? I mean, and I know a lot of athletes are going through that. How did you conquer that in your relationship in Christ?
For me, it was prayer, and secondly, a distant second, it was a lot of hard work. You know, I spent 5 hours a day rehabbing my knee and getting it to the point where I thought it may be ready. But I had to trust in the Lord and go out, because you can't do anything fearful. and not when you're trusting in him. And I mean, I could have gone out there the first time and I could have torn it again.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know. However, going out there with the confidence in Jesus, I knew that if that did happen, I was going to be okay anyway.
The Bible tells us that he will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And it really is an intentional place where we put our thoughts, Chris, isn't it? I mean, in other words, we can't just allow ourselves to think about anything and then expect not to be fearful. I mean, there's an intentionality in Christ that where we have to go with our thoughts. The Bible tells us to think on these things. And then the God of peace will show up in your life. Have you learned that through those injuries?
Yeah, I've learned that through life and through injuries, and that's why I make it a point to start each day with time alone with the Lord. At least if I only have 20 minutes, I have to lock myself in a room and spend that time. It gets my focus ready for the day, no matter what I have that day, whether I have to take my kids to school or whether I have the biggest game of my career, whether it's just training. If I start with that starting point in him, it's able to guard me throughout the day. I found when I don't do that, I kind of wander aimlessly around during the day with no focal point, and I don't realize it until the next morning when I do get back into his word and when I do use him as my compass.
Well, that's a wise word for all you soccer moms out there with those little soccer guys and gals. And if you can make the connection between Jesus Christ, even with the little ones and their soccer, there's going to be fruit and reward beyond. Chris Klein is a great example of that. Chris, thanks for being on Sharing the Victory with us today. We've really been very appreciative, and we're going to be praying for you as you go through your season here.
I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Chris Klein, the outstanding soccer player in Major League Soccer with the Los Angeles Galaxy, with us today on Sharing the Victory. By the way, Chris is on the cover of the May issue of Sharing the Victory magazine. If you've never read Sharing the Victory magazine, then here's your opportunity. We want to give you a free copy of the May issue. Just give us a call at our toll-free number, 866-788-5031. Again, that's 866-788-5031. Or just send us an email, including your mailing address. The email address is stvradio@fca.org. That's stvradio@fca.org. Up next, our head coach, FCA President Les Steckel, with Coach's Corner.
Her goal?
To shoot par.
Our goal? To keep her on course. While she prepares for her shot, we prepare her for life. By helping her pursue honorable ambitions, she will stay on course. Join the Fellowship of Christian Athletes as we strive to put the heart and soul in sports by impacting the world for Jesus Christ. To learn more, contact us at fca.org. That's fca.org.
You'll hear from three legends in their sports field next weekend on Sharing the Victory. Basketball's David Robinson.
All these people have laid a great foundation before us, right? We got to go out and we got to build on this great foundation which has been laid.
Broadcasting's Pat Summerall.
So I started to read the Bible, and I found the answer to a lot of questions that I had about my life.
And college baseball's Jerry Kendall.
Thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Join us next weekend for Sharing the Victory.
Ron Brown, your host, welcoming you back to Sharing the Victory. It's time for Coach's Corner with Les Steckel.
In my job as the president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, I'm almost constantly traveling across the country. The pace is rapid and constant, whether I'm in the office or on the road. It'd be hard to imagine any other way for me, but I sure do see an awful lot of people overwhelmed by the crazy pace that they're trying to maintain. Sometimes I wish I could flash one of those railroad crossing signs in front of them that says, stop, look, and listen. Without a doubt, I'm seeing more exhausted and lonely Americans than ever before, and I think I know why. It's because they're so tremendously busy with their jobs. It's like they're trapped on a treadmill, fighting to keep up with the speeding belt. Many people I've noticed are racing on this treadmill so fast they're about to fly off. They may be smiling for appearance sake, but I sense they're really unhappy. I used to tell my players in the NFL that we're all creatures of habit, to the point that it's hard to break bad ones. But at what expense do we maintain the habit of busyness? How long do we stay on that accelerating treadmill before we run out of energy and get thrown off the backside?
I have a motto that goes like this: pray hard, work hard. That's the way I live my life. But there's another critical element, too, that needs to be added, and that is we must also pause hard. Jesus knew the importance of spiritual refreshment and rest, and he pursued it. Luke chapter 5, verse 16 tells us Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. If we're going to keep being effective for God, we need to learn from Jesus and cultivate a habit of spending time with the Father in prayer and meditation and scripture reading. We must commit to slowing down and pressing in with him through praying and reading his word. I've heard it said that a Bible that is falling apart at the binding usually belongs to someone who isn't. My friend, it's probably time for you and me, yes, me too, to step off the treadmill for a while. We're probably both about ready to pass out from exhaustion. Would you agree? Before that happens, we should hit the pause button and take the time necessary to recharge, refuel, refresh, so that we can live the abundant, fruitful life Jesus desires for us. This is Coach Les Steckel, president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, reminding you and me that we don't really need to keep that relentless pace up to please the Lord. God is more interested in our spending time with him than how high we can get our heart rate going. So let's hit the pause button on our personal treadmills and begin to stop and listen to the Lord of this universe who wants to be our personal trainer.
Thanks, Coach Steckel. Next week's program is going to be dynamite again. We got David Robinson back for part two. We'll also have legendary sports broadcaster Pat Summerall in the house and Jerry Kendall, former great college baseball coach. Remember, there are two ways of doing sports: God's way or man's way. Which will you choose? From all of us here at Sharing the Victory, have a great week in Christ.
Earlier in the program, you heard Ron Brown interview soccer star Chris Klein. Klein is also featured on the cover of the May issue of Sharing the Victory magazine. If you've never read Sharing the Victory magazine, we'd love to give you a free copy. Just call us on our toll-free number and we'll send it to you. The number is 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031. You can link to the online version of the magazine and to all the other ministries at FCA by going to SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. Once again, that's SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. Thanks for listening today, and all of us here at Sharing the Victory hope you have a blessed week. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.